Well, this is quite interesting. Do you think this is, there is a great difference between the American and the German politics on cryptography?
The American politics on cryptography are different from everybody else. They have their own special problems. The German is actually improving recently. They recently liberalized some use and said cryptography is a good thing. We want people to use it. The U.S. is obviously pretty much the opposite of that. They're trying to curtail as much crypto as they can, even the stuff that's already out there. They want to make it illegal. So, yeah, huge differences between the German and American politics. Just this morning, there was a talk on how to work around the American crypto problems. So it's a complicated situation that if you're American, you really have a lot of restrictions in what you can do. Luckily, I'm not an American, so I'm happy quite about that.
Okay, you're a Canadian. Yeah? What can you do, or what are you doing to inform the public about your projects? Because, I mean, cryptography is a difficult theme. So what are you doing to inform the public about it?
So what we do is have more broad appeal. As I said, we don't want the public really to have to know about cryptography per se. There are specific times when we would like more public outcry to try to put pressure on the politicians to change the laws in the U.S. and stuff like that. But really, that's an uphill battle, because in order for people to be outraged that they can't have crypto, they have to know what crypto is. So what we're doing is sort of doing a backdoor approach. We give them this software that hopefully will make their lives better. They'll like their software. They'll know it uses this thing called crypto. I don't know what it is. But then if they hear that crypto might be made illegal and they're in danger of losing the ability to run this software, if it's something they really like, then they'd be more likely to go say something about it. It's like if chat rooms were made illegal. Right. So many people use chat rooms, there would be an outroar.
All right. Thank you for the interview, and have a nice day and have fun on the camp. Thank you.